Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on Talmudic methodology. This is the third shiur in Mida Hei. Shtei Sibos Hamisnagdos Zo Lizo. Sometimes, says Rav Amiel, this is Os Zayin in the Sefer, Nofel HaSafik Bezeh Gufa. This shiur should be a schus for Shmuel Ben Rav Meir Zev, who had his bris today. Lefamim nofel asafik bezeh gufa im lachshav es hadavar b'tor shtei sibos hamisnagdos zu lezu o kamo shloi se siba chiyuvis klal. Sometimes there's a suffix, are there really two contradictory sibas? Or there's no siba chiyuvis at all. L'mashal, we know there's a din that pshia bebailim is pater. That somebody is supposed to guard an object and he is the owner of this object is working for him. He's pater. That's Pshia Bebailim. Mitzad Echad, Yesh Kan Pshia Mechayev is Tamid L'Shomer. There's the Pshia that the Shomer did that's Mechayev the Shomer. Umitzad Sheni, there's a Bebailim that's a Din Liftor. That patters him. Umemela, Kim Tfor, the Suffolk presents itself, if we should look at it, as two Sibos. There's a Siba Chiyuvis, there's the Pshia. And then there's a Siba Shlilis that negates it. There's the Bebailim. The Shmir, the Pshia, means that he has to pay. And then the Bailim, the fact that the Bailim are working for him, negates the fact that he has to pay. Do we say that it's Shtei Sibos, or no? Kevan Shehi Pshia Bebailim. It doesn't even start. There's no Siba Chiyuvis Meikara. It's Pshia Bebailim. Nothing. Doesn't even begin. So how do we look at it? So we can solve this suffix from the Rambam, the second parak of Hichos Shele Pikadon Alach Ches. Shom en Ashutfin. So let's say a person borrowed an object from partners, and then Nishal Lo Echad Mehem. And after he borrowed the object, one of the partners worked for him. So now you have a Sheila, Bebailim, but how much of the Bailim? Only half of the Bailim. Or a similar case, V'chein Ashutfim Sheshalu, or partners borrowed, and then V'nishal Echad Mehem. And then he started working for one of them. Shimon and Levi borrowed from Reuven, and then Reuven started working for Shimon, but not for Levi. So only half of the Shutfim are involved in the Bailim part. And the Sheila is from both Shutfim. So is this considered Sheila Bebailim or not? So the Rambam paskins that it's a suffix. But if there's a pshia, there's a suffix, and therefore imesa ain't a mishalim. But you don't pay me suffix. But if there's a pshia, I raise a mishalim. Why, if it's a pshia, raise a mishalim, why don't we say that it's a suffik? He doesn't have to pay. Because maybe it's pshia bebailim and he's putter. Zok the Magid Mishneh, famous Magid Mishneh. Afal pi, she pshia bebailim ptura. Uvidin ze adover suffik. Imu bebailim olo. So normally we say that pshia bebailim is putter. And here we have a suffik if this is considered bebailim or not. Because again, as we said, the Bebailim is only one of the Shutfin. Either he's working for one of the Shutfin or one of the Shutfin's working for him. So therefore, but the Etzem Sheila was from both Shutfin, so we don't know if this is Sheila Bebailim. So since we don't know if it's Sheila Bebailim, why should the Shoel or the Shoalim be Chayev in Pshie? Daitoizal Shahapisheya Hukim Mazik. The Kevan Shukim Mazik the Ainsham Raya Brura Lifatroy Chayav Lishalim. Pesheya is like a Mazik. And since he's like a Mazik, and there's no clear Raya to patter him, he has to pay. What's the Pshat? What's the pshat? Just like a mazik is chayev, so too, if a person's, if there's geneva, veidonis, shemer sachar, shoyel, rechayim geneva veidon, and oines, shoyel's chayim and oines, they're putter. But they should also be chayev. The Magid Mishnah says that a poshe is like a mazik, and therefore he's chayev. So why don't we also say that he's also chayev if it's not bebailim? If it's not bebailim, if we have a suffix that maybe it's not bailim, then why are we mechayev a shomer sachar and a shoel and ganeim and aveda and onus? If you have suffix bebailim. Suffix bebailim only pays in a case of pshia, but not in any other case. Why? What's the difference? The Magid Mishnah says, because here it's a mazik. But in the other cases, he's also chayev. A shol is also chayev on ones, and geneiv and aveda. So let him pay for that in the case of suffik. The Rama holds no. Only pasha bar reza mishalim. So l'chora, the Rambam is learning that pshia bebailim is included in the midah of shtei sibos hamisnagdo zu lezu. Since the pshia is like a mazik, there's a siba chiyuvis. Bailim is a siba pturis. And since in the pshia there's no safek, it's a mazik that we know, and the whole safek is bebailim. So it's like any odam praticha. I don't know if I paid. Your mamet adavar b'cheskes chiyuv. Because we know that there's a chiyuv. We just don't know what's paid up. Here paying up is the bebailim. We have a suffix on the bebailim. But we don't have a suffix on the pshia. The pshia is a vadai. So here you have a vadai chiyuv. So your mamet b'cheskes chiyuv. Vahevdel ben pshia ben geneva vaveidu onsim b'shomer sachar v'shol u'bazeh. What does it mean pshia that he's chayev to pay misafik, and not in geneva vaveidu and onus by shomer sachar v'shol where he's pater? Shesham yev shalahabitel ze kishtei sibos hamisnagdu zu lezu. Kevin nisham shteyen gam sibos achiyo v'gam sibos haptur abos b'nekuda achas. There, by geneva vaveidu and onus by shomer sachar v'shol, you can't say they're two contradictory sibos, since they're both the sibos hachiyuv and the sibos haptur come from one nekuda. In other words, both the chiyuv and the ptur come mitzat shmira. So the seichel is mechayiv. Logic dictates that in such an instance, there's no siba chiyuvis. It doesn't even start. Because they're both coming from the world of Shmira. So it's not that there's a Siba Mechayevis and you're not sure if he's Pater. You're not sure if he's Chayev in the first place. Because the Bebailim is Mitzad Shmira, and the Gnev and Aved and Onus that he has to pay is also Mitzad Hilchas Shmira. And we're Mesubik if he's Chayev in such an instance. Because maybe he's pater because it's bebailim, or maybe here it's not considered bebailim and it's chayev, but it's all coming from the world of shmira. So you can't say there are two sibos hamisnagdos. You just have one suffix about shmira: is he chayev or pater? And suffix mamon, your mamid becheskasa. That's when they're both coming from the tzad of shmira. But here is du in pshia is andrish. It's different. Why? Because pshia is like a mazik. And the ptur of bebailim is a ptur of shmira. These are two separate worlds. Pshi is a siba mechayevus that he's a mazik, and bebailim is a ptur of shmira. So even though there's a chiddush that even pshia bebailim is pater, it's still included in the category of shtei sibos Hamisnagdo zulazu. It's still two contradictory sibos. There's a siba mechayeves mazik. There's a siba pturis bebailim, and you don't know who wins. So normally, if you know that it's a pshia bebailim pater, that's the rule. But if you're mesupik about the bebailim, and you know that there's a pshia, so all you have is the siba mechayevis vaday of pshia, and then you're not sure about the bebailim. Ubemokum de achas mehni vadois vashnia sfekis ein savig yotimi de vaday. In the footnote he says that so said Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer. If I remember correctly, I once read that Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer compared Rav Amiel, the Baal HaMechaber of the Midos, to another one of the Gedolim of his time, which I'm not going to mention, who is considered one of the Gedolei Gedolim of that door. Amiel was Nifter a number of decades ago, the 60s if I'm not mistaken. And it was very interesting that Rav Isser Zalman felt that Rav Amiel was more original and had a better head and sharper than this Gadol B'Yisrael. So you see that we're talking about big men here, a big man and big men. So now we understand why b'safik pshia, by pshia safik bebailim is going to be chayiv, because it's two sibos hamisnagdos, pshia medin mazik, and bebailim medin shmira, that he's going to be pater. We're mesupik whether it's bebailim, and therefore you're chayiv al mazik. Umuvan, the gamken b'mazik vaday, v'safik im hayon is gomor, the gamken yem chuyiv. You have a mazik vaday, and you have an onus gamur, but it's a suffix whether it's an onus gamur. He's also going to be chayiv, because you can't say there's no siba chiyuvis, because if you would say that the whole siba sachiyuv was mitzad ha-mezid shebedavar, then we would have to say that ba'ones there's no siba chiyuvis, because the whole siba chiyuvis is al-tmezid, and we're mesupik, maybe it was on uzgamor ein al-maladaber, he's pater. Aval ba'emes, you know what the siba sachiyuv is, the mazik, the only thing is there's a siba misnagedes of ones, ones rechmana patre. The onus is not negating completely the siba sachiyuv. Ela shemevi siba pturis. Umemela b'chol safik onus yesh gam kein cheskas chiyuv. Gevaldik. So you start with the cheskas chiyuv. You start with the cheskas chiyuv, and now you're mesupik if there's a ptur of onus. So since you don't know if there's a ptur, he has to pay, because there's this cheskas chiyuv that you start with. Menchas Chinuch Mitzvah Nun Zayin Os Chavches asks from the Shailan Meseches Bava Kama. Shteigen Bava Kama Rav Zuta Boi Lohochi Nignava Be'ones, the animal was stolen Be'ones Ve'hechzir Ganav Be'beis Shomer, and the Ganav returned the animal to the house of the Shomer Omeisa Be'pshia, and then it died due to the Pshia of the Shomer. Ma, what's the din? Mi Amrin, and do we say came into Nignava Be'ones Kal Yalei Shmira, so since it was stolen Be'ones, the Shmir is over. And therefore, even though now it died B'Pshir, he's going to be Potter, because he isn't considered a Shomer anymore, because the Onus is finished. Well, Dilma came in the Hadra. Since the animal returned, hadmer le shmirah, so he returned to the shmirah, and he's going to be chayiv. Here it is the Gemara, take him. We don't know. So Menachas Chino says, wait a second. Why here is there a tzad to say, hadmer le shmirah, so? Why here, when there's a tzad to say, hadmer le shmirah, so, that he's once again considered a shomer, and therefore he'd be chayiv, why do we say that misafik, he's pater afilu b'pshia? Why don't we say the same thing? That there is a vaday pshia here. So there's a vaday pshia, and there's a suffake that maybe he's putter because kevin the nigan of habones kayale shmirasa. So why aren't we mechayev this person? So the answer is it's not shver at all, because there the suffake is be'etzem achiyuv. Is he considered a shomer or not? So even though pshia is a mazik, but that's only b'shitas shel shmira. In other words, any pshia and a pikadon is considered a mazik. But if there's a suffek, whether or not there's a chiyuv shmira, the suffek is be'etzem achiyuv, even if we know he's posheya. We still don't know, there's no cheskas chiyuv that he's chayiv to pay for this pshia, because we don't know that he's a shomer in the first place. So when you know that he's a shomer, and you know that there's a mazik, and there's something, the siba negdis, that would tell you that he's pater, then you say he's chayiv, if we're misupak on the siba negdis. Because you know that he's a shomer, and you know that he's a pshia. But here, where you don't even know that he's a shomer, memeli is going to be pater. And the Rambam Paskins, in Shaul Pikadon, Erekhes halacha yud. Nigna ba pikadon ba oynes vechzira gana lebeisa shom evreyu behema umeisa shom bepshia yesh bedavar sofik kol shemrosu v'niftor adayin lo kol shemrosu we've a sofik whether kol shemrosu the shmira ended lefikach hashomer pater milashale. And now we understand why, because there's a sofik here and the etzim zach that he's a shomer. The Sefer Rashi Sha'arim of Agon Rabbi Avram Gorvitz, the Gateshead Rosh Yeshiva of Metzia Simon Choftes, he gives another pshat as to why he's pater and why he's chayiv if there's a pshia. If there's a suffik ba'olav and a vaday pshia, we said he's chayiv. We asked why. So he explains, let him be pater misafik, he's muchzuk b'mamon. So the Minchas, the Machane Ephraim, and Hilchas Shelah Pikadon and Siman Aleph, writes that Kol Chiyuve Shomer Af B'Shoel. Whenever there's a Chiyuv of a Shomer, even a Shoel, it's because it's Machmas Kabbalasam. The Torah says they're Makabal on themselves these Chiyuvim, like Tosis writes in Ksubis, and therefore he discusses there a shomer that thought that he's a shomer bebalim. He thought he was a shomer bebalim, and it wasn't bebalim. He's still pater because he wasn't mekabel on himself chiyuve shomer. So if he's there, we can be mechalik between pshia bebalim l'shar chiyuve shomer bebalim. To the inyan chiyuv pshia, it's not taloi in his kabbalah. The moment you say that he's a chiyuv shmira, he's called a mazik if he was posheya. And therefore, he was makabel upon himself to pay. That was part of his kabbalah. That was part of the deal. He doesn't have to be makabel. As far as chiyuv pshia is concerned, he has to pay for pshia. Makabel, not makabel. He's a posheya. He's a mazik. Mazikim have to pay. Mashenken shar chiyuvei shmira. That's toler b'kabalaso. There we say that even if you hold that bebaila means that you're not even a shomer, even if it means that you're potter, excuse me, even if it means that you're potter out chiyuvei shomer, it's not a miut be'etzem hamechayiv. Before we wanted to say that it's all coming from the same place. It's all coming from the world of shomer. But now we're saying no. It could be it's something separate. It could be it's also shtei sibos hamisnagdos. On one hand, there's a siba that's mechayiv of geneva veda and ones, and then there's a siba pturis of bebailim, and that patters him, and they're not both coming from the same place. It's not a miud in the etzem hamechayiv, not like we said before, but rather even if they're coming from two separate places, it doesn't matter. But as long as he becomes a shomer bebailim, he's not mekabel chiyuvei shmira, since he knows he's going to be patur al tbailim. So therefore we can say, as far as the other chiyuvim go, ones and geneva veda, we can say we don't even know if he's chayv in the first place. We don't know if he was makabel upon himself shmira. If he wasn't makabel upon himself chiyuvei shomer, then he's pater. So even if you say that it's tesibos hamisnagdos, one's the shmir, the other is the ba'alim, which patters, he's still going to be patter in a case of suffik. Why? There's a vaday problem with the shmir and the ba'alim is the suffik, whether it's ba'alim. The answer is he wasn't makabel on himself. We don't know if he was makabel on himself, so how can we be mechayv if we don't know if he was makabel on himself? There it's midin mazik, it's not talib kabbalasso. There we say that the sibos hachiyuv is vaday, and the suffik is on the ptur. So in both cases, it's shtei sibos hamisnagdos. But the difference is that in the other instances, if he never veda known as, he wasn't makabal upon himself shmira. And by pshia, we don't care. He's chayv anyway, pshia is a mazik. So there's a lot more to say on this sugya, but we will continue Amir Tushem in the next shir and go further in the sefer, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us many years to return to this very, very interesting sugya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.